At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's go behind the mask.
Between my morning workouts and recording our shows, when I need a good meal and fast, I stop at McDonald's and grab the fruit and maple oatmeal breakfast. It's only 320 calories, loaded with red and green apples, cranberries, two varieties of raisins, and two full servings of whole grain oats with a touch of cream and brown sugar. McDonald's is just what I need for this crazy ATL traffic. Make sure you order ahead on the app and stop by McDonald's today. App download and registration required.
Yo, yo, what's happening, man? Your boy is back. 5-1 from last week, going up against the plus size model. And we got the divisional round of the playoffs coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talk about it, plus size model.
Yeah, man, you really wasn't 5-1. I mean, what happened was you actually got 5 wins, right, out of the 6 games last week. I got 4. So, yeah, technically, you are 1 game better than me.
Okay.
It's 1 game, man. One pick. It is what it is. And what happened, I'm going to tell you.
I'm one better. Call me Mr. One Better.
I called my picks first. So what happened was Spice was looking at my paper, seeing who I picked first, and then he went with those 4 teams, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that he got the same picks and he got the ones right. Kind of like he did when we got our NBA. He was looking over, seeing
man,
what I got.
What are you talking about?
But nah, yo, it's dope,
you
man.
You must have had 2 versions of the test, man.
Shit, we back at it, though, man. You know, divisional round of the playoffs. We look at the matchups, some great matchups this weekend. So we got to run it back, bro.
Oh, we got to run it back. Let's start number one. 49ers. I told y'all last week the 49ers were going to send the Cowgirls home.
You did.
They did.
That's a fact.
Because I said if one guy was on the plane, everything was going to be all
right. That's right.
And he goes by the name, Don't Tuck Your Chain. Debo Samuel.
Debo Samuels definitely did his thing. I cannot deny it. The man showed his. He showed out last week.
I know you can't, bro. Like, for real. I can't deny. Oh, come on, dog.
Nah, I'm giving you your props, man. What? He showed out. Debo showed out. Salute. Did his thing. And you called it before the game. You made it very clear on all social media that you called out Debo Samuel, and he did his thing, and I didn't. So
I did. And you know what I'm going to do again today? I'm calling him out again.
Okay.
I think his biggest contribution this week will be in the running game. And he had some killer clutch catches last week. This is the thing to point out. Kyle Shanahan versus Matt LaFleur. Both work with each other. Matt worked up on the cow. And this is the thing everybody needs to understand. I understand Green Bay beat the 49ers week 3 of the season. But the thing I want to talk about is this. Kyle Shanahan taught LaFleur everything that he knows. But guess what? He didn't teach him everything that he knew.
Right, right. Facts.
So that's the reason why I'm picking the 49ers for the biggest upset this week. I am. I'm really picking them.
Over the Packers to go in a Lambo and get the dub?
Yeah, they don't go in there. It's like, for real. They don't go in there. Don't be talking to me. We ain't worrying about no cold weather. Like, cold weather only matters if you're standing outside. And you're not liquored up, and that usually happens to the press. And I've been in cold situations since I've been retired. So I'm going with the Niners. And a lot of it is you look at the culture that was been built in San Fran going all the way back to 2012. The 49ers knocked them out of the playoffs three times since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two out of the three times that they beat them, the 49ers ran for over 200 yards. One time, 300 yards. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So when you look at that, that's the culture. Like, that's what's there. And I truly believe Kyle Shanahan needs to draw up a game plan similar to what he did in 2019 to really beat the Green Bay Packers. I go back to, I'm going to ask you this question. How many times did Jimmy Garoppolo throw the ball that game?
About 10 or something like that.
You sure?
Ah, man, you the man.
He threw eight passes, so I'm tired of you. And you think I'm finna cheat off of his paper? No. So, Dow, my point is this. He's going to feed the guys who are the workhorses of the team.
Yeah.
And I totally get it. And I think it's going to come down to, you know, I think about Davante Adams, mm-hmm. exceptional talent. But I remember after the game when Rodgers drove them down the field and he threw two big passes over the middle to Davante. And somebody asked him after the game, what was your thoughts? He said, I first wanted to see how we can get into field goal range, number mm-hmm. one, mm-hmm. and how can I get the ball to number 17. So with that being said, I'm going to start with the defense for the 49ers. What they need to do, they need to stop the run on first and second down,
mm-hmm.
make them a one-dimensional team. Now, the 49ers, they're only giving up 3 yards a carry.
Yeah,
like like throughout the year and going from last week playing against the Cowboys. And so you got to put Aaron Rodgers in situations to where he's 3rd and 7, mm-hmm. 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. Why? Because you're not playing him in single high at that point. Now you can get creative on the back end to be able to do certain coverages, play a two-man to where it's going to make him hesitate and not want to throw the ball right off top. Then number two, you got to locate where Davante Adams is at.
All time, yeah.
At all time. The first time they played each other, he had 18 targets. Man, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
And the next closest person only had 4. So if I know that, I can only imagine the guys in that locker room knows that. Yeah. And so with that being said, you got to be able to create combo coverages on the backside, and then you got to be able to steal a possession in there. How do you do that? It's important defensively. You steal a possession from Aaron Rodgers. You got to force a turn. And the stats show he's, I want to say, 4 and 6 with at least one turnover. But if you don't turn the football over, he's undefeated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So defensively, that's what they have to do. And offensively, This is the MO. You have to play a physical brand of football that they have not seen before. Something that they are not unwilling, that they are unwilling and unable to match. Shout out to Marv Levy for that quote. And then I think the other thing, how can you steal a possession on the offensive side? Green Bay is ranked 23rd in the National Football League on converting third downs. So on stopping third downs. So if they can go in there and keep that trend going and understand that they're giving up over 4 yards per carry. Now, if you're a football team and you're giving up over 4 yards per carry, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And these guys ranked 11th in the National Football League in defending the run at only giving up 109 yards a game. So to me, it's like, how can you only give up 109 yards a game when – you're giving up 4.7, close to 5 yards per carry.
Yeah.
It goes to show me that the offense is taking the lead and teams can't afford to run the ball because they're behind. This is the team. They're right there ready, and this is going to be the best matchup. I'm picking the 49ers,
wow.
And that's the reason why. Tootin'.
Wow. You know, I'm an NFC guy, man, through and through, and I actually like this matchup. I think this is one of the more compelling matchups of the weekend, not the most compelling, but one of the more compelling matchups. And I'll tell you why, because like you said, the 49ers, they are playing inspired ball right now. You can see it is literally jumping off the screen when you're watching them play. I think Jimmy G is doing a great job managing the game. He's not going outside of his capabilities. He's not really turning the ball over a lot. He did have an interception last week, but it's not to the point where it's
bad.
Yeah, it's not to the point where he's really like hurting or handicapping the 49ers offense. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. You were right. Debo Samuels is worth the price of admission alone. This kid is phenomenal.
Cha-ching.
The way he, you know, runs the ball out the backfield. Obviously, we know he has hands. He can catch the ball, over 1,000 yard receiving this year. He's incredible. The defense is playing lights out. Defense has some injuries at the linebacker position, bro.
Fred Warner, he's out.
Fred Warner, yeah. So you know,
and I mean, he's out for practice.
And we got to see if he's going to be able to play this week. Obviously, he's a key cog in the middle. Paid him all that money in off season. He's another defensive player that's worth the price of admission. Phenomenal linebacker, but he's going to have to be out there and play in order to stop Aaron Rodgers. You know it. That's why you're smiling. And for my thing with Aaron Rodgers, you're talking about the MVP of the NFL. We know that. And then you got Devontae Adams, who you also said,
yep,
arguably, if not the best receiver in the NFL this year. He's going to have a field day. You know that. You said you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
That's not how.
So we're gonna. That's just a wash. Devontae is going to do his thing. Aaron Rodgers is going to do his thing. What it's going to come down to is the Niners front seven. Can they slow down Aaron Rodgers? Not just get pressures. We don't care about pressures. Aaron Rodgers can escape pressure. He can get down the field, throw the ball, get it still to his targets on the run. He know he's mobile enough to move the chains if need be. So pressures ain't going to work. You're going to have to sack that man, slow him down. He's well-rested after getting the bye. You see where I'm going with this.
They off rhythm already.
No, they're not. No, they're not, man. They good. I said,
just because they've been on the bye.
If they don't get to Aaron Rodgers and put him in the dirt, I expect the Packers to have their way in Lambeau. Even though, you know, it's your 49ers, your former team, the team that you broadcast for right now, man. Either way, I'm going with the Packers, bro.
You don't believe that. I'm going to tell you why.
Wow.
Because you decided not to even bring up Bosa.
We're not worried about Bosa.
See, because earlier you was like, oh, yeah, Bosa got the concussion, so he may not play.
Yeah, we're not worried
but
about Bosa.
Listen, he's fine. We don't need him to practice right now.
No, 1,000%.
They don't need him. So, 1,000%. You going with the Packers.
The Packers, yeah.
And I'm going with the Niners.
Well, salute. Let's
salute.
There it is. We'll see. I'm going to get these wins back after that one. Shoot, next up.
Overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win.
Visa, a network giving small businesses tools to grow. Another former team of ours again, moved on, Bills Mafia. Shout out, y'all did y'all thing last week, as you were supposed to do. Bills were on fire. I think we both tweeted it out.
Yeah.
7 touchdowns on 7 drives to start the game and finish the
man,
game.
Man, that's unheard of.
That's ridiculous, bro. I think the only drive is when they took a knee at the end of the game, and that's the best play in football if you can take a knee. So that don't even count. You know what I mean? Great job. You got the Chiefs too, though, you know. They playing pretty good as well, man. But back to the Bills, Josh Allen, he showed me
you
something.
You got the Chiefs, too.
Nah, you got the Chiefs, you know. And this you know, you know what it is, man. And Josh Allen, he showed he can get it done through the air. Obviously, he's a mobile quarterback that can stretch the field. He's tough, too. That's why he's physical. You know what I'm saying?
Very
he's
physical.
Not one of those quarterbacks that'll just slide to get out
very
the way.
Physical.
He'll take on a DB once he's broken through that second level of the defense and try to run over a DB. So I definitely can appreciate that. Both teams are pass first teams.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So obviously
it's
that's
a lot of similarities.
A lot of similarities, man.
I get where you're going.
Not great, but effective run games. However, the Bills run game has showed that it was spectacular as of recent.
Yes.
Shout out to Devin Singletary and the Bills.
Motor, shout out to you, boy.
Yeah, man. Mahomes, though, man, if he's able to get the ball to his receivers, Travis Kelce, Cheetah, you know what he can do. That hasn't changed in, what, 3-4 years now? And I don't think there's a linebacker in the league one-on-one that can cover Travis Kelce.
What is double M? What does double M means to you?
Marshall Mathers?
No, Matt Milano. That's the linebacker who's going to be assigned with the coverage on Kelce. Do I think he'll be able to shut down Kelce? No, but I think he'll be able to slow him down. And so I'm not finna sit over here and let you preach all this foolishness.
Listen, I didn't even take my pick yet, bro. I'm setting it up. I'm throwing the alley-oop. But at the end of the day, man, if the Bills defensive line can get after Pat Mahomes, stop him from creating plays with his legs, keep the big plays that Andy Reid has and that Eric Bieniemy has, you know, those trick plays that actually wind up scoring the touchdowns or the trick plays that go for explosives. I said, if the Bills defense can do that,
yep.
I'm going with the Bills, bro.
All right.
See, you thought you like that curveball? That curveball I threw? I set him up. He thought I was going with the Chiefs.
Man, the Bills paid both of our bills.
The Bills definitely paid the bills. Can't lie.
So that's why we got to go with the Bills. And let me tell you why, though. Do you remember the first meeting, too, earlier in the season? People forget about that. Buffalo played Kansas City.
Yeah.
Buffalo ended up winning that game.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you look at, let's go back a year ago, Buffalo played Kansas City in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And they could not even scratch or pinch
right.
Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So, therefore, what did they do at the draft? They went out and drafted this young kid out of Wake Forest, Boogie Basham.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went ahead and decided to get another defensive end out of the U. When you look at that overall, these guys paid off big dividends the first game, yeah. Especially Gregory Rousseau had a sack, tackle for a lost pass, deflected, and an interception.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, when I saw them make these draft moves on draft day, I knew they were preparing for the Kansas City Chiefs from a year ago, which they proved it earlier this year, but now I'm so ready to see this matchup. Really going to be a great game. I got to go with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And just because you talked about Motor Devin Singletary, he's establishing the run, but this is the thing, though, the reason why I talked about it last week, made a mention. They're more committed to the run, but guess what that commitment is showing up to?
Who's that?
And Josh Allen, the carries that he has. He has over 800 yards. For the season in rushing, rushing in the playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's ridiculous. A lot of people are not talking about that.
Facts.
And you can't account for that. So when I look at that, Isaiah McKenzie, he's been outstanding, especially on third down. I understand the Chiefs love to take the football away. So I really like this matchup, but I'm picking the Buffalo Bills. And we agree on it.
And this is the year the Bills get over that hump.
Yeah,
beating
man.
The Chiefs, that's right.
Hump Day Wednesday.
There it is. Next matchup. And this is the one that I'm most looking forward to this weekend. Again, as an NFC guy, love the way these quarterbacks are playing. Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. We got the LA Rams, Tampa Bay Bucks. This is going to be a lights out game, bro. This is West Coast offense. You got the receivers here, the tight ends here. You know, as an offensive mind, this is the type of football that I love, man. High on Matthew Stafford as a passer in this league.
Yep.
OBJ has not disappointed. He's been nothing short of spectacular since he's got to the LA Rams. Still getting it done, showing that he's a marquee.
Still getting better, too.
And getting better. And, you know, no distractions, none of that. He's playing how everybody thought OBJ could play. Cooper Kupp, we talked about him last week. He hasn't broke stride, even in the playoffs. Just phenomenal at the receiving position.
Triple crown.
And I think, you know, we know about the gravediggers on Tampa's defense, the DBs back there.
Shout out to Carlton Davis.
Yep, absolutely. And, I think they're gonna have their hands full this weekend. And not to say that they're not gonna be up for the challenge. We know that they've been on the show and what they're capable of doing, but I just think that they're gonna have their hands full. So on the flip side, now you have Tom Brady. We talked about the goal, we know he could do his offensive line, Tristan Wirfs, banged up that ankle injury.
Yeah, that I saw
and
that last
as soon
week.
As he got hurt, he went back in the game, didn't do well. The backup came in, he got bulldozed Peter Rowe. And you got Vaughn
Josh
Miller.
Yep.
You got Vaughn Miller lining up over the right tackle, bro. That's going to be the hardest thing. And we know Tom Brady is not mobile. He can get the ball out quick. One thing that's to the Bucs' advantage is the fact that even with the Aaron Donald in the middle, even with the Vaughn Miller on the edge, Tom Brady gets that ball out quick. And I also think that Bruce Arians is going to now, you're going to see some two tight end offenses, right? You're going to see a tight end lining up on the side of the right tackle to help him out against Vaughn Miller, and then you're going to see the running backs coming back and chip whoever is on that lining up on that right side as well.
You gotta help him
because he's just a phenomenal talent, and you can't do all the double teaming with the guard because you got an Aaron Donald on the inside. So those are some of the tweaks that you're going to see to the offense. If Tom Brady stays upright, bro, when Tom Brady stays upright, the Bucs cannot be defeated. You got Mike Evans there. He's the franchise receiver for the Bucs. Even when AB was there, he took a backseat to let other guys get into the offensive flow. But he's still the franchise receiver. He showed it last week. Then he got Gronk. I don't know who's going to cover Gronk.
The ageless one.
And, you know, Jalen Ramsey, all-pro, phenomenal talent. So he's going to be locked up one-on-one with Mike Evans. However, who's going to cover Gronk stretching the middle of the field? I don't see it. This is a toss-up for real. I like the Rams' chances in this one, but I can't bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. I did it before, and I wound up eating some nasty.
He's the one chip challenge guy because you bet it against Tom Brady.
Against Tom Brady, man.
Them hemorrhoids ain't never been the same, man.
Nah, man. So
keep it to yourself,
man. Feet them fell asleep going to the bathroom after that on the toilet. But yeah, I'm going with Tom Brady and the Bucks on this one, bro.
Listen, bro, you chose correctly, and this is the reason why I say that because. One, you just don't, even if you don't know nothing about football, don't you dare bet against Tom Brady.
Facts.
He's a living witness of it.
I did that.
Number two, I think it's also important to mention, you look at the matchup that they actually played early in the season. The Rams got the best of the Bucs now.
They did.
They got the best of them. And I can truly say this, Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator for the Bucs, called his worst game. Worst game. And he has the type of defense to where he will continue to call blitzes. He's ranked number one in blitz, calling plays, and second in quarterback hits. So it goes to show you, like, he's going to live and die by it. Mm-hmm. And he's going to make strategic chances. The thing that I love about Todd Bowles, typically if you get him the first time, you're not going to get him the second time. Mm. And this is the second time that they're meeting. And I'm looking forward to seeing – what is he going to engineer? Because he has his defensive backfield back intact. Carlton Davis spent some time out, and so those guys are back, and they've been playing at a high level over the last 2 months. I think it's also important to recognize, too, when you look at some of the deficiencies of the Rams, like Stafford, what his performance last week, I think only throwing the ball 17 times.
Yeah.
That's a perfect recipe for him. Because the more you make Matthew Stafford play, the more you make him throw the football, he's going to throw you a turnover. And so when you see all of that and you put all of that into the pot and you let it simmer on medium a little bit, it's going to come out looking like a turnover by Matthew Stafford if you continue to let him throw the football. So I'm going with the Tampa Bay Bucs, number one, okay? I got to go with him. I'm not betting against Brady. I love Todd Bowles. And then if you look at the pressure percentage, Stafford has like a close to 80 QBR, but when you pressure him, it drops down to 67, courtesy of Pro Football Focus. So 63%, I'm sorry, I gave him a little extra points. And so, bruh, I got to go with the Bucs on this pick because – they are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Okay. Here you go again. Again, cheating off my paper. Y'all see it, America. Cheating off my paper. Can I switch my answer now? I just wanted to see if he was going to pick the team that I was going to pick. Y'all seen him do it live on the Behind the Mask podcast. Same thing he did in our NBA class when we got our masters. He picked the team I'm picking. So I'm going to switch my team. Matter of fact, I ain't going to ask you. I'm going with the Rams now. Mark it. Rams, book it. You keep
the
Bucks.
Are you crazy?
Going with the Rams?
Bruh. It's still going.
Going with the Rams. Yep. Matthew Stafford going to get it done. OBJ going to get it done again. It's their time. All of the players were bought to the Rams for a reason. Not to win in the future, to win now. Von Miller was bought to win now. Eric Weddle was bought there to win now. OBJ was bought there to win now. Man, the Rams are going to win now. The Rams are going to go to Tampa and beat the Bucks this weekend. Mark it.
What, they playing in L.A., right?
Nah, I think in Tampa.
Exactly. I just want you don't even know what you
did. Nah, in Tampa. They play in Tampa.
Listen, man. On to the next.
Listen.
Bengals versus Titans.
That's a fact.
Shout out to the Bengals, man, winning the AFC North.
Got the dub.
They got the dub, man. Last week played an outstanding game. And let's cut right to it. I got to go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Off the rip.
I love their offense. And this is one I'm being a little emotional. And I'm picking with my heart.
A little?
Well, a lot. Maybe medium. Not even a medium. Medium size. But, dog, the offense is so explosive. You look at Chase.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, man, these guys are unstoppable. Yards per attempt, explosive plays rate, efficiency per attempt, per Pro Football Focus. Mm-hmm. They got the best passing trio and quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah.
And this is what really, you know, really brings it to light. Like, I like Tennessee. I love what Mike Vrabel is doing up there. But defensively, these guys, when you look at what they play across the board, they like to play a lot of man concepts. And even if it's a cover three, it's still a version of man. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the Bengals and look at the breakdown, courtesy of PFF, whenever the Bengals play cover three or cover one, they have a field day. Their quarterback is completing 72% of his balls and at a 10-yard completion rate. Now, typically, he averages 8 yards per completion, which leads to NFL. When he sees man coverage, is what I'm saying, he's going to slice you and dice you. Joe Burrow is the hot butter knife. And the Tennessee Titans secondary is going to be butter.
Wow.
I said it. That's right. Wow. They are going to be butter. You know that. They 5-1 when Chase gets 100 yards receiving.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody stopping.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and the Titans' defensive backs, they not the best against the pass. I think they ranked next to last in the NFL when it came to receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. So
by the wide receivers.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. So you come on over to the side. Come on over.
Nah, you going with the Bengals?
I got to go with the Bengals, bro. I have to. It's imperative that I go with the Bengals.
Well, this is my thing, man. And I will say that you were right. Joe Burrow's everything that –
he's been playing great.
Phenomenally.
Triple-digit quarterback rating since week 14.
Yeah, he's been killing, man. He's playing within himself, not doing too much. You know what I mean? That you would think a rookie would try to do struggle, press, with the pressure that's on him and pressing and throw turnovers and stuff. Not doing that. Got his receivers in the game through 2 TDs last week. Didn't turn the ball over. Very effective playoff debut. I think that was incredible. And again, you were right. Jamar Chase, I asked last week what Jamar Chase, where are we going to get? The one that didn't really get into the game or the one that was phenomenal. He had over 100 yards last week as well. So we saw the Pro Bowl Jamar Chase. You were right.
They 5-1 when
he's over 100 yards.
Jamar Chase gets over 100 yards. Yeah.
However, I will say, though, the Titans had a bye week. Still the number one seed. Without the number one rusher in the NFL.
King Henry's coming back.
They were number one in rushing prior to him getting injured halfway through the season. I think he got injured in like week 8, but the Titans still finished top 5 in rushing in the NFL at the end of the regular season. That means they put up that's crazy, right? If your starting running back leaves in week 8, that shows me that it's not only the running back King Henry himself, is that offensive line, it's the scheme, is how they get to the second level on a linebacker.
Foreman, the running back,
there you
too.
Go, and the running backs, too. So the backup backs. So when I look at that, and I'm like, King Henry, he's back. So that's another spark. Not only that, they had to buy. So you got Julio Jones, you got A.J. Brown, and they're healthy now. So you got the three-headed monster that's healthy. And don't get me wrong, the Bengals defense, incredible. They held the Raiders last week to 103 yards. 20 of those yards actually came from Derek Carr on one scramble.
Exactly. So what you over here so running out of breath for, bro?
Because, bro, you got Derek Henry.
5.7 yards
per attempt from the quarterback.
They on a roll right now. Shout out to Jermaine Pratt. Linebacker for getting that interception.
Listen, I'm going to tell you why, because 3 of the Bengals' defensive linemen went down last week with injuries. So they have to be healthy to stop a King Henry. That is common sense. And you know that, Spice. So don't even try that, bro.
I said I was picking with a medium sense of my heartstrings.
Listen, man. The Titans'
defense. So I'm entitled to do that.
If they could slow down, if the Titans' defense could do anything to slow down the Bengals' run, because we know this secondary is. It's trash. But if the defense can slow down the Bengals run and actually make the Bengals one-dimensional so they can now think, you know what? We know they're going to pass. That's all they're going to do. And they can scheme for that. I think these Titans got a chance, man. And these Bengals, bro, to be honest, your Bengals are going to have to play harder than Freeza meat to be able to beat the Titans, man, on the road. And I don't know if they got the capability to do it. I'm going with the Titans, bro.
What is Freeza meat?
Freeza meat. You know you hard to freeze meat. You know what I'm saying? They got to play harder than Freeza meat to be able to beat the Titans, bro.
I like the Titans. I love Vrabel, the head coach, and Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator. And so I really, really like that matchup, man. But I got to go with the Bengals, bro. I got to go with the Bengals. And that's my answer, and that's what I'm sticking to.
Well, it is what it is. Another week. Follow us on social media at the BTM Podcast. Make sure you leave who your picks are in the comments, because – you know, we're going back and forth at it, but still, it's about you guys and how much money you make. And of course, I'm going to put my Cash App up there too, so you can send me some money when I win, not Spikes. And we're going to
take what I did, though?
What up?
I said Dean Pease. It wasn't Dean Pease.
What?
The D coordinator. Dean Pease is in Atlanta.
Ah, okay.
I just thought about that. He
so you
is.
Know they're not going to win because he came you the right. Yo, follow us, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Behind the Mask Podcast. Remember, there's only one rule.
There are no rules. Shane Bowen!
There it is.
Yeah, I got it.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.